Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q1 2014 investor conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Michael Kuta. Please go ahead, Mr. Kuta.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q1 2014 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources Ltd. on Friday, May 9th, 2014. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking statements and information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements and information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements and information because they involve unknown and known risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to differ materially from anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements and information. You should review our press release issued yesterday, May 8, 2014, and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking statements and information, and the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements or information made in this presentation. Now I'd like to introduce our Chairman and CEO, Dr. Klaus Zeitler.
Thank you, Michael. I will first make some general comments, short general comments, and I will then ask Rob Henderson, our President, to make his comments about operations. After that, Aurora Davidson, our Chief Financial Officer, to make more detailed comments on the financials. Q1 was characterized by both low copper and moly production, as you have seen. This low production resulted both from low tailing supply from fresh tailings, as well as from restricted extraction capacity in Colibris. El Teniente's fresh tailing supply was lower due to unscheduled downtime and a lower copper sulfide content, which was the lowest in the first quarter of the last four years. The same is true for the moly grade, both in the fresh tailings and in Colibris. In Colibris, we were still restricted to a marginal area of the deposit. This will change in Q2 when we start extracting from a new area. However, initially, this area will also have lower grade material. This is the material which was deposited in 2006 from the fresh tailings flow when El Teniente was not able to deliver these tailings all the way down to their current tailings deposit. We will then get after the initial months in this area, we will get into better grade material in the second half of the year. Extraction rates will be higher, however, will be higher both in Q2 and we are expecting these extraction rates to be high for the remainder of the year. Despite these challenging production restrictions, we were able to keep operating costs within our guidance range of $2.15-$2.25 for 2014. This is due to our cost containment measures started last year, and we were thus able to end up with a Q1 cash flow of $4.5 million. A major portion of our sustaining capital budget for 2014 was already spent in Q1 in connection with the preparation of the new extraction zone in Colibas and for securing additional water supply, which was necessary due to drought conditions in Chile. While we are waiting for the environmental approval of the Cauquenes project and the finalization of the project financing, we continued in Q1 and are now continuing with detailed engineering work and the selection of the main construction contractors. In addition, we are at present negotiating an additional power contract to cover the additional power requirements for the Cauquenes project. These are my comments, and I now like to ask Rob to give you more detail on the operational side.
Thank you, Klaus. As Klaus mentioned, the first quarter of 2014 was a tough one operationally for MVC. And although MVC operated safely with zero incident rates, the production of copper and molybdenum were low at 10.2 million pounds and 125,000 pounds, respectively. The tonnage for the MVC plant was low due to unplanned shutdowns at the El Teniente mill, and the sulfide grade from El Teniente was lower than expected. At Colibas, the copper grade and recovery continues to be low as MVC works through the zone where fresh tailings were deposited in 2006. But as Klaus mentioned, a new sump has started operation at 40,000 tons per day in April, and we do expect tonnage from Colibas to increase. Therefore, we are maintaining our annual guidance of 45 million pounds of copper from tailings at a cash cost of 215 to 225 per pound of copper. The Q1 cash cost of $2.22 per pound was similar to that we achieved in Q4, and we continue to work on improving productivity and reducing costs. MVC will not be using contractors for the Colibas hydraulic mining after July this year, and the change to owner-operated mining in the second half is expected to improve our cash cost position. Also in Q1, MVC produced 564,000 pounds of copper via a tolling contract with Minera Maricunga, where MVC purchases their byproduct copper concentrate, processes, and blends it with theirs and sells it to the smelter. We still expect to produce a total of 2 million pounds of copper from this contract in 2014. We are excited to have signed the new contract with Codelco, and we are well underway with the due diligence process for financing of the $140 million expansion project. The EIA permit process has been slow, and we think primarily due to the change in government in Chile, but we continue to expect to receive the environmental permit in the near future, which will enable us to start construction in the second half of this year. We are currently out to tender for the EPC construction contractor. I will now hand over to Aurora Davidson to discuss the Q1 financials.
Thank you, Rob. From a financial perspective, Klaus has already touched upon the key metric that we have to report to our shareholders, which is cash generated from operations of $4.5 million, despite the fact that production continued to be challenging the quarter, as had been anticipated and as Klaus and Rob have discussed. In the ordinary course of business, receivables increased compared to December 31st, 2013, and trade and royalty payables decreased, resulting in a use of cash after these working capital changes of $1.7 million. The cash allocated for CapEx payments in the quarter was $3.4 million, resulting in a net cash decrease of $5 million and a quarter-end cash position of $8 million, which is exactly on track with our cash flow projections built at the end of 2013 for the current year. The company continued to advance engineering work on the Cauquenes project, and in Q1 incurred approximately $900,000 in Cauquenes CapEx. To date, MVC has incurred approximately $7.9 million of the Cauquenes project costs from internal cash flow. Annual 2014 sustaining CapEx was projected to be $3.8 million, and we have already incurred, and of that, $2.4 million were projected to be incurred in Q1. So the majority of our sustaining CapEx was front-loaded in 2014. Our actual sustaining CapEx in the first quarter was $2 million, with the positive variance being attributed to physical project delays. The annual sustaining CapEx budget remains unchanged at $3.8 million. Cash cost per pound was $2.22. This is within our annual guidance, and we expect to improve this metric in the second half of the year under higher production levels and lower costs. Cost of sales trended favorably compared to Q1 2013, as a result of cost reductions implemented in the second half of 2013, which we expect will continue as further cost reduction opportunities are implemented in the remaining months of this year. Through the quarter, we continue to work with BBVA on the due diligence for the financing of the Cauquenes expansion. Technical, environmental, insurance, legal, and market due diligence are essentially complete, and a confidential information memorandum has been prepared for distribution to potential syndicate partners. In respect of taxes, last April, Chile's president presented a comprehensive tax reform that will most likely be enacted in the fall of 2014 and which could result in tax rate increases. This is the most significant tax reform ever undertaken in Chile, and there are certain transitory provisions that may benefit MVC. We're working closely with our tax advisors in Chile to ensure that these opportunities are identified in a timely manner and that we take all the steps necessary to make them available to MVC to the extent this is possible. Those are my comments.
Okay, so these are the comments from all of us, and we are now open for questions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. We thank you for your patience. The first question is from James Stang. Please go ahead.
Hi. Two quick questions. Can we go into a little more detail on the recent cost reduction initiative that you just talked about?
Yeah, James, is Rob. We're Caliwis is one of our biggest costs right now, and we've had a four-year contract that expired this year, and we're looking to take that over ourselves, so do owner operated hydraulic mining, and we'll see where we end up, but we certainly expect savings to be realized this year and even more in the future. So in terms of total costs, we're looking probably in the order of about total 2-3 cents a pound reduction from Caliwis. We're also looking at other initiatives such as power savings and reagent optimization, which we do expect to get some benefits from those as well.
Gotcha. And also, can you confirm that the new tax reform bill has been incorporated in your 43-101?
No, we made clear the tax reform bill is not law yet, so we're still using the existing tax rates, which are 20%.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Joseph Rager. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Looking at this tax law, it seems like, it's a pretty big bump from the current tax rate to what it could be by 2017. Are there any other entities out there that are lobbying against this that could get that change somewhat? I mean, 35% corporate tax rates, like you're in the U.S. and you know, it seems a bit high.
It is very high, Joseph, and it has generated a significant disruption from investors existing and potential into Chile. We don't know when we can't anticipate what is going to happening. This is a major tax reform, but the government has control of Congress at both chambers. So it's most likely that it will be enacted in a very similar form to what has been presented. Having said all of that, we are making all necessary efforts into identifying what other changes are in the fine print, both in terms of the final definitive tax reform and the transitory provisions that are going to be enacted for during the transition period, to ensure that we can optimize our tax load in Chile to the extent that we can.
Okay, fair enough. Then looking at royalties this quarter, they seemed a bit elevated. Is that due to revisions to the contracts, or is that because you guys had the higher realized price as opposed to the spot price, or can you add some more color there?
Are you talking about the royalty cost in the quarter?
Yeah, they seemed a bit elevated.
There are no changes to the rates. As you know, we basically are paying the royalties based on the average LME price for the month, and there is still a factor that increases the royalty coming from the foreign exchange provisions in our current fresh tailings contract. But it's basically the same methodology that has been applied in prior quarters.
Okay. And then with the contract you now have in place that you just agreed to involving Coquenes, does that impact the fresh tailings from El Teniente or only Calujes and Coquenes?
No, it will have an impact on the fresh royalty formula.
Okay. Okay, so we should apply that going forward. All right, I think that's all I have. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Michael Kuta.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone, for attending our call, and we look forward to talking to you again at the end when we issue our Q2 results. Thanks very much.
Thank Bye-bye.
You. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.